with you. I ask my members that if we can save time, that we adopt the problem and we draw a budget and leave everything in place so that when we come back in January, mid-January for committee week, we find everything processed and it should not be one thing of opposition. Because you are here for representing the minister and the director general, Lord, you're going to make this way. Don't tell me your manager is this or that. On the 23rd, on Friday, is the birthday for Minister Mabane. Now, because you are here representing him, our secretary will have to make a plan and make it way that on behalf of this committee, we send a card as well as a bouquet. Wishing the minister a happy birthday. Previously, I tried to do this, and I was told the manager said, this is the manager says, I call the shots of the bandit here on the arm of the committee. They will have to make it right. So, it must, with Interflora, you make a place and order today, you tell them the schedule for delivery, and you tell them the address that should be as you are on your way to Brazil, you should reach the minister early in the morning. You're making a business, you take it from your pocket. I want to say, let me try with the Bible Society and the Law Commission before we proceed. Firstly, you had to send us a preliminary that we have, right? We will want you to help us read, you know, stretch our minds. We deal with many documents, many issues, various committees, various levels of parliament. We need a bit of pressure of our minds. But I want to be open. I'm a very honest person. We are very, very inclined. We are at a point where we are about today. We are looking, we are treating people and say yes to the proposal of Mr. Herbert, but we will do so having considered whatever issues you put us, you put before us, and we'll add a recommendation to accommodate consent as part of our report to Parliament in terms of what we have said about the business for ourselves. So we are very sensitive to if you are not yet aware, if you have visited the website of this committee, you will find that there were issues of transition that were serious concerns from the letter to check, from the director to check. The Law Commission actually, I suspect, instigated the transition. I say that lightly. But there were genuine, legitimate concerns that we take seriously. And we don't want to undermine, and we hope that we will find a win-win situation where even when we say yes to the proposal of the meeting, we still accommodate the concerns related to transition, the issues of property, the issues of pension fund, legal aid, etc., etc. Having said this, I just wanted to check with members of the committee first. If there's anything they would like to say, then I will hand over to Bible Society, then to Law Commission, then we close again with a round of members of the committee in there. But we do have time for the procedures. What about if by 10 to we will be finished with everything? It means that we must be very, very mindful of time and present and everything. But I would be very accommodating to the Bible Society, because they are coming here for the first time. So if I must be generous on time, it will be towards them. And for the rest of us, I will be there in terms of time management. Advocate, so I'll
Sure, no, thanks, Commissioner. Just apologies for being late. I'm dealing with shocking bereavement. I might even leave while we visit. I apologize for that again. I will just go out if I have to come.
Thanks. We did tell the an issue that you arise with.
Yeah. And then you
when you
want.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Member, anything to say? That's very helpful.
No,
thank you. And to the, over to the Bible Society. Thank you very much. CEO.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's a new committee for the Barbican side of the year. Two of us, and time is also very important to us, but my colleague, Reverend Isaiah Masikuku, he is also one of our heads of regions of the Bible Society, also serving on the National Board of the Bible Society, and also he's the national head of one of our exciting programs for Faith of Bavaria. So he will share very briefly with the committee Faith of Bavaria. Then Mr. Christoph Poe is a legal advisor from Dundee Civilians of the Bible Society. And then Mrs. Lynn Sterling is head of our communication of the Bible Society. And Mr. Pete Barnwell is head of our finances. And that is our team.
Can I just congratulate you on the balance of your presentation agenda? Henry.
Madam Chair and Commonwealth members of this committee, I give this feature on behalf of the Bible Society your invitation to send to us the committee started to conduct discussions with the relevant bodies regarding the matter, and your organization's guidance would be highly appreciated. So thank you. We really appreciate for this opportunity. Yes, I'll come back to the folder in a moment's time. Madam Chair, the Bible Society of South Africa, we took note of the Honourable Member, Mr. Peter Ambers, submission of the private member bill to repeal Act 15 of 1970. And the Bible Society, and this is from our hearts, earnestly desires to work fully, I want to emphasize this, with the committee to reach a responsible decision regarding the incorporation or regulation of the activities of the Bible Society of South Africa. Maybe in speech, you mentioned also a win-win solution to a not-so-obvious and straightforward answer regarding this matter. And Madam Chair, I personally appreciate the friendly and frank discussion of the matter between myself and the Honourable Member, Mr. Herber. Mr. Herber, I really appreciate. Thank you for that. We had two cups of coffee in Wellington and we enjoyed each together. So thank you, Mr. Herber. In the folder, Madam Chair provided to all the honourable members, you will find the following documents. The overview of our past financial year, which is a document who we are and what we do. I'm not going to read to you, maybe just put it from take my literature for tonight.
Secondly,
the letter dated the 29th of October. The honourable of the committee, and you also referred already to that letter in the folder. Thirdly, Bible translations in South Africa are official languages, and I'll come back to that one a little bit later. And then lastly, a document, an opinion from Advocate J.C.W. von Julian, S.P., with the name The Constitutional Incompatibility of the Repeal of Act 15 of 1970. That document in the folder, Madam Chair, and the document I'm reading, at the end, I will also give this document to all the honourable members. Secretary, Madam Chair, and members of this committee, all of our members, we are very humbly requesting the committee on behalf of our society either to consider one not to repeal Act 50 of 1970 or to allow more time for in-depth research to the best option for the Bible Society, which incorporated all regulations without losing any representative, for instance, the income tax exemption. Act 15 of 1970 states that the Bible Society is an very important and educational and religious organization, and then with the object or objectives to translate, publish and distribute into every language the Bible. And thirdly, also very important to our legal reception for churches, without any dogmatic or doctrinal memories. And they only are turning the cultural every Christian church in South Africa. Madam Chair, please allow me, and it will not take long, allow me and my colleague Reverend Isaiah Matibuku next to me to share with you briefly the work of the Bible Society, because I think it's a very important committee to understand who we are, where we came from. We have also the keynote, the very first meeting in 1820 of the Bible Society movement, the very first meeting was held in Ireland. We are going to start by sharing with you a document in your folder when it comes to all the translations. Maybe just for a moment, refer to that document.
Dr. Paul Shepherdson, without disturbing the presenter here, I would like you to maybe double check in the last meeting, the Bible Society was not with us. Now I'm saying in their interest, because we did share with those who were present an approach that we should adopt today, without undermining what they are presenting, so that ultimately they did have an opportunity to prevent in terms of their own. As if you may allow me, Chairperson, we said in the presence of the Department of Justice, the Law Commission, we believe that a party has been given an opportunity to motivate by the King of Nations, but we said we would appeal to them to go to respond directly to the proposals as they are, in terms of what we raised earlier of time frame, as we are on the verge of taking a decision. So I'm just saying that even in the process of highlighting certain areas for motivation, but the focus should just be direct on the proposals as put by Honourable Member Kerr. I'm not implying that you are not going to do that, but maybe on the basis of them not having been with us, if they have missed that, I would make that appeal through you.
No, Mr. Mishun, thank you very much. However, that's why I said I would give them leeway, because they are coming for the first time. But they are aware, because I put it before them, our intonation and our direction. So I would not want to disturb them as they present. I'm sure your consent, you will recap that when after their presentation, and we will start at that point. It's noted, but I would still give them extra time, leeway to continue, so that it's not time wasted.
Thank you. language, one of our official languages. The first Bible, we celebrate this year the 150th anniversary of the Tswana Bible. And in front of you, now, we're not going through it, but we're using all 11 official languages. Number 10, the only language with typical fruit Bible, it is in Lebanese, but within, at this moment, we have written the translation of that Bible, and by 2010, hopefully this Bible will also be translated, and then we will have, in all our 11 official languages, a complete Bible translation that we share. And this has all been translated by the Bible Society throughout the years. And when it comes to Bible translation, this also contributed to the development of written languages. And this is also very important at this moment, even Southern Javanese. The Dictionary of Southern Javanese is also based in Pretoria, where the translation teams are based. We serve, Madam Chair, 80% of our population who are Christians, according to the latest census. We serve literally all Christian churches. The Bible Society is the biggest ecumenical organization in South Africa. There are more than 50 churches represented on our 11 regional boards. The task of the Bible Society is to provide very important affordable Bibles. And the Bible today can be purchased for 38 rand, a book of 1,400 pages for 38 rand. Madam Chair, according to a marginal survey in November 2003, there is a need in South Africa for 19 million Bibles. The Bible Society, the past financial year, distributed 775,000 Bibles, and our aim for next year is to distribute 1 million Bibles in all our languages. Apart from the normal Bible, we provide Bible also for the blind and Braille. For the deaf, indeed, Madam Chair, I received a request last week for a Bible in sign language, and they came to the Bible Society first because they want a Bible in sign language. And we are going to investigate that. We are providing free of charge for more than 40 years the Bibles for the people in our prisons. In large print, even on cell phones. And this was a first in the world Bible Society of Africa since September last year. In many of our languages, the Bible is also available on cell phones. I want to give three or four the complete Bible that is available in English, Afrikaans, Isidulu, Isikoda, Tswana, or Portugal. Madam Chair, may I now give the opportunity to Reverend Fabibuku to share a very exciting development in the Bible Society.
Thank you, Honorable Madam Chair, Honorable Members. May I humbly but briefly share with you the following regarding the contribution of the Bible Society of South Africa in addressing the formidable challenge of literacy that this beloved country is facing. My guest, a 94 years old person, never went to school. As a young man in the 1930s, he went to work in one of the mines in Kaupen, where he met a fellow worker who owned a Bible. As a church goer, my dad desired to learn to read the Bible, and his fellow worker used the very Bible he had to teach him. As a result, Madam Chair, despite the fact that he cannot let it rise, my dad can today read his own Bible. On realizing that there are between 12 and 20 million South Africans who, according to research, are functionally illiterate, the Bible Society of South Africa has recorded the New Testament in 7 of the 11 official languages of our country. Such recorded New Testament, Madam Chair, are listened to by many of Africans who otherwise would not have been in a position to read any printed material. By the end of the year 2008, we plan to have recorded 3 additional languages, which will bring the number to 10 official languages. Negotiations with the Provincial Department of Education to partner with us in rolling out the recorded New Testament and teaching aids in the APE project are already underway. Madam Chair, the Bible Society is doing everything it can to positively impact our people. We try to make sure that we can read, but those that we cannot read, we make sure that at least they can listen to the Word of God. And along with listening, then they can take their Bible and try to read with some people that help them to do so. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, my colleague is referring to what you call the proclaimer of people New Testament on microchips, also to people that have no electricity, and then they can listen to the no battery, you can charge it. It uses solar energy, or you can rely on this year. And this is going to be given free of charge to all the students. I'm excited about this management of the body. Madam C, just got a 5 minutes, and then
I will tell you to be fine.
Okay.
I think it will be
thank you, Madam C. Apart from school Bibles, you also address social challenges. This booklet, for instance, like the Living in Hope for the HIV/AIDS people. I am she for all the women of our country. At work with God. So, apart from the Catholic Bible, also other Bible publications. And therefore, the Bible Society also making major contribution towards the moral regeneration of our country, and we are really part of that in promoting biblical values. And since the start in 1820 till today, the Bible Society was politically neutral. It was a book of hope for many people during the times of the struggle, and these Bibles were provided by the Bible Society. We are governed by the national board, representing our regional boards. Our annual audit is fairly transparent and done according to the generally accepted accounting principles. The network map in front of you, I'm not going to repeat, there you see reasons why we think we have not to be refused. Advocate von Leuen, who concluded his opinion, he brought it also in front of you. But I have no doubt that Act 50 of 1970 is not constitutionally incompatible. The Bible Society has a constitutional right to not have its medical rights and to get this right to be moved by legislation. I'm not going to say anything more about it, it will probably be in front of you. On the basis in the area, that I share that all work and activities of the Bible Society are presently regulated through Act 15 of 1970, and that the Bible Society has invested rights regarding income tax exemption, and that it is crucially important in helping to keep the Bibles affordable. It is important to continue to enjoy income tax exemption, and also on the basis of the opinion of that research from the UAE and the Bible Society, Madam Chair Humphrey, appeal to the committee, either one, to consider not to repeal the act, or to allow more time. To allow more time for some depth research into the best option for the Bible Society to be incorporated or regulated without losing any presence and basic rights. Conditional measures without cost to the Bible Society need to be put in place in case other options of incorporation or regulation of the Bible Society are to be implemented. Madam Chair, thank you for your understanding that the Bible Society promised the committee simple cooperation regarding this matter. All that we ask is enough time to come to a win-win situation. Madam Chair, thank you very much. I've got a copy of this presentation with me.
Thank you very, very much for the invitation. It's not just for a thousand of since the agenda is a very innovative device, as an edge speaker, I marvel at it, and I normally say that the issue of R&D, research and development, is one thing, but if you have budgets like this, you should actually understanding the issue of R&D or, and in fact I was saying that children who do not have in rural areas who can benefit from this thing if they have to. I mean they have to. So it can also be a guidance for studying not only the Bible but also studying for me. So we must continue your work with the development of the business and with the business but also demonstrating a less kind of thing, not only the Bible, but of other subjects as well. Your lesson here is a bit of concern to me, a little bit of fear, because it's a bit lengthy. I try to read through it as quickly as I can. So I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I will put this to my mind, because I also think, having read it very quickly, I think that the legal opinion is on the wrong candidate. I see our learned men and not in here. So, we might also mention that the argument is that Parliament has granted rights to Christians more than other religions. That is not the argument. We are saying that you can't have selective for other religions on the section. A method when you do not have, it's not discrimination like your legal opinion has interpreted or I completely understand it, but it must have happened how it was construed to the later the draft of the legal opinion. That this discrimination is not discrimination normally. It's to say that you can't have sections for others and sections not for others on the sections of Parliament. So the proposal is not suggesting that there is tantamount to discrimination as you know, but it was the issue of why the section for others and section not for others. So I think the argument of discrimination is taken too far. But I wonder if members would like to engage with this I'm considered of the fact that we only saw the letter before and today we're not really ready. We might not be as fast as that all of us in the same way. But I wonder if you wanted to say something. Because even if we actually we say yes to the this matter will take time back to the speaker and the speaker will consider it like towards the end of the first quarter. That is how complex parliamentary processes are. Then once it is there, she will redirect to the Justice Committee and it will be there for almost another year plus. So that will give you ample chance if we build into the recommendation the recognition of the consent. Then you are going to catch it, it will not be the end of it here. You are still going to catch it when it goes to the relevant committee and it will be there for health, and we have to consider the recommendations of food before them about salaries or any other things that are on the list. So even if we say yes, it's another 8 months before or 2 years. It might be at the end of the term of the parliament. So you don't have to worry about that. You will still have a second round at the level of another committee, which will be very lengthy and very inclusive in terms of participation by way of public hearing. So you don't have to say it. Just as long as we will recognize that the recommendation seems that we will bind them to in terms of considering one that may occur goes before them. Then you will have your say as well there. It will not be the end of you coming to parliament on this issue. Having said this, let me go back to you.
I think you've covered here. Because the other thing that must also be put across is that there are many other institutions that are in the community. And of course, there are a lot of advocates. But they do not enjoy the and your own internal constitution and canon can we enjoy the same protection that other members are enjoying. But the other issue that we have considered very seriously is the issue of traditional marriage. But even far as time is concerned, the person is absolutely correct. Because for instance, even if it is the first to start certainly it will not be done. But it does not take away, even if you repeat it will not take away of any of their rights to have the right to property, the right to make a decision. What is important is that Parliament can't say what we can call the advantages that are not given to other. But the chairperson has also raised the point that we have been making a fish of desirability. That it is desirable, that it is not that law in our country. But as what law, when it is repealed, what transfer arrangement, we have not confused on it. So that would be, that committee will be dealing with the people, but we are dealing with the people.
Yes,
Red
Valley.
Yeah, Jefferson, I think in your earlier comments, you have actually gave some assurance. The tone of the comments is given some assurance and time frame. So I think we will just appeal to the violence to say bear with us. And we have come to the end of this year now, and the time constraints are here that threaten the whole issue, apart from this, the other issues of Parliament as well. So I think your assurance should give them some sort of a guideline and a background to say we have something there, but we just have to have some patience, and I'm sure it's going to be a different situation. Thank you.
Input on giving trust to the Bible Society and the trust of the legal opinion seems to be based on the assumption that the intention of the repeal of this legislation is to undermine the very good work that the Bible Society does. That is not the case. I think we would give the Bible Society that assurance. Whatever happens to this legislation, we want to see the work that they do, we want to see that work continue. And if there are problems in terms of any repeated legislation and their vested rights, then that can be addressed through foundational mechanisms. And that is the principle we have long established to the committee when dealing with these inseparable, including among environment. Then there's just one question I want to ask. In the legal opinion, there is the admission that this legislation is not affect the repeal of the legislation. It did not affect property rights. Am I correct? But other rights. What are those other rights?
I think
you want to imply this is right away. Okay.
Madam Chair, if I can touch upon simply a question of rights that are presently available to the Bible Society via a statute that other people also can enjoy via different routes at present. For instance, Section 30 of the Income Tax Act or the tax exemption. I think the important concern of the Bible Society is simply that there should not be a void. That there is a time frame and the assurance you've given. Professor Van Gruyen's opinion, one can also read somewhat differently, not simply directly at discriminatory legislation saving the Bible Society, but saying, is there a constitutional imperative to it all? What harm does it do if it remains there? But if you go beyond that point and the committee gets to a recommendation that the act will be, should be repealed and followed through, that's the second scenario that Reverend Christian has sketched. Simply in that scenario, it shouldn't happen that existing rights, i.e. tax exemptions, which are critical to the work of the Bible Society, are not in sight of. There are risks of attacking those again. It takes time, it takes 6 months to a year as we try to start. One should look at the very transitional arrangements to make sure these things are in place the moment that the act is repealed. Then, as the suggestion is, the work of the Society can carry on without interruption, and it's in everyone's interest. I think that's the main point.
Yes, we will underline the issue of tax exemption. I don't know if it was made by law or legal right? And then we still have to hear from the law society. The bears are the need. Our legal assistant is
thank you, Madam Chair. We've provided a little community to which the committee can look at, but there are still other welfare organizations. There are other welfare organizations that simply they consider. You know, these little communities have been taken to the referring information, the legislation for the main bank. But simply by legislation, you can enjoy the same tax exemption, that other wealthy societies enjoy.
So there is a way of ensuring a continuity of the tax exemption, even when this act is repealed, and we'll try to build it in the recommendation. Of course, a whole lot of weight out of our hands now. Somewhere it will go to you, with the Justice Committee, somewhere it will go to the relevant body. And law society, legal, law commission.
The commission was requested to provide a report that looks, that deals with what I've done. My colleague
before
done
we go to the next half, I
want to say is that I presented or I submitted something via the clock to the committee, but there are findings to the secretary. There are mistakes that need to be corrected, but having said that, what I will do is I will correct the mistakes that are being left, and then on the question of the constitutionality of the refusal or not, I think it's apparent if one looks at the case of State v. Lawrence of the Constitutional Court of 1997, where there were three different judgments. It becomes clear how complex this whole issue is. And if I could briefly quote from what that O'Regan, for example, said, is that it's not sufficient for us to be satisfied with a particular case that there's no direct coercion of religious belief. We will also have to be satisfied that there has been no inequitable or unfair preference of one religion over others. And then, in my view, the requirements of the Constitution require more of the legislature than that it refrains from coercion. It requires, in addition, that the legislature refrain from favoring one religion over others. human handedness in relation to diversity of relationship is a necessary component of freedom of religion. And there is what that fact says. The objective of section 14, that was the original constitution, is now section 15 of the constitution, is to keep the state away from favoring or disfavoring any particular world view, so that even if politicians as politicians need to be neutral on these questions, legislators as legislators drafted this month. And then a paragraph 179. By endorsing a particular faith as a direct and peculiar source of evidence for legislation binding on the whole nation, it exceeds the competence granted to it by the Constitution. Even if there is no compulsory requirement to observe or not to observe a particular religious practice, the effect is to divide the nation into insiders who belong and outsiders who are tolerated. This intermissible is a multi-faith, heterodox society contemplated by our Constitution. And then finally on the constitutionality question, it's said by the U.S. in the College of Constitutional Law of South Africa, in respect of the Solvay case, it's not clear from the various judgments of Solvay precisely what the attitude of the court would be as regards to accommodation. However, the analysis of O'Regan and state judges display an awareness of the need to tolerate state involvement with religion while at the same time restricting this place to take place. So I think what is quoting from these different judgments is apparent that the whole of the preference and application is a complex one. But in the end, the question is the preference that is the preference. Madam Chair, we also in our document highlight that there are options for the environment study. One would be, as Tracy said, to apply for the terms of Section 30 of the Income Tax Act for tax exemption. A new concept of a public benefit organization has been created to create all these benefits. I don't think it's necessary to go into that detail. And then there's also, apart from the specific legislation, an organization could register under the non-profit organization in 1997. And that will also be certain for all the benefits of our society.
Thank you. Very helpful. I'm going to direct this committee. That's what I get paid for. That's why I get a salary bigger than yours. Firstly, before I direct the committee in closing the meeting, I'd like to thank the Bible Society for the work that they are doing, also in terms of research, not only in terms of spirituality and religion. I want to tell you that I speak 7.5, 8 languages because I use the Bible. I use the Bible in prison to learn 3 other African languages. I still use the Bible now to command people, and that's why I read every half. So, as a literacy tool, it's also very useful. And people marvel at how I write letters to them into Zulu, into Xhosa, in the Chambers, in the Cook, and they wonder everything from the Bible. So, you're doing a lot of good work. We would suggest that you take heed of the proposals by the Law Commission. I had a battle with them, I learned that over years, that's why I came to call. So, giving that look, but also to say that we are going to recommend the desirability of this regime. We will accommodate in our recommendation of the desirability of the regime all decisions that emanated, and I will instruct the Secretary of Committee when she returns from Brazil. Before she goes to Christmas, together with our friends from the Law Commission and our member here, to look at the recommendations, and I will sign them off and leave them on my desk on the morning of the 7th of December. Because I'm leaving for Kibbe, it was the 8th of December, and then for the DFC on the 9th, from there I'm going to the ANC conference. So I need to, by the 7th of December, today it will reflect that we have agreed to the desirability of the repeal of all four proposed pieces of legislation, with those recommendations, talking in transitional arrangements, and the issues that the violence rights one. Including recommendations that they must look at those options, those rules of ensuring that their work is not tempered by the loss of the tax exemption benefits, etc., etc. And we will give you a copy by the 7th that we are sending to the third negotiation, out of practice, that we will be sending you a copy. So we are grateful to have mentioned. And again, I want to emphasize that when the Justice Committee starts the process, in our report to Parliament, we will bind this, hearing you out once again. You know that the discretion is different at that level. What you say is not a given, that is what you reflect in the law. But that gives you another room to engage with Parliament in another space and sometimes. So, I wish all of you a very blessed practice, safe from accidents, be it in the home or the road sector, a prosperous New Year's sales with blessings of health to all of you and your family. But I ask the Bible Society to go and pray for the ANC conference, because we have a much, I'm saying this, we have a heavy responsibility of unifying the country. And we can't unify the country if our own unity is shaky. So I'm seriously saying this from the bottom of my heart, as a praying woman, that I ask you to pray for us. And on this note, I hope I have covered everybody. We close the meeting and back to every summer one. Yes. That's it. Then my two are going to remain high. The budget. Are you giving me a mandate to draft the budget for you and send it off? Yes.